Welcome back. So right now in Australia, some of the biggest retail and supermarket chains are doing something that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. They're imposing rationing on their customers. Shoppers are being hit with a two-pack limit for products like mincemeat and chicken breasts, chicken thighs, sausages. They put limits on buying frozen family dinners and frozen potatoes. In other words, right now, Australia has a food shortage. They're saying that it's temporary. Maybe it really is. But every COVID restriction was supposed to last just a week or two, and we remember how that went. We're moving toward a future where more and more of our access to basic goods is controlled. Right now in Washington, D.C., there's a Whole Foods where you have to scan your phone or some other ID just to shop in the store. They market this as a convenience, but in the future, it won't be. No, it'll be a form of control. Every piece of food that you buy will be tracked. And you can be blocked from buying food entirely as well. Breezy is our Australian correspondent, and she joins us now, also the host of Uncensored on the Stu Peters Network. Is it hyperbolic to say that this is going to be used to block us from buying food in the future, or is this yet another conspiracy theory that'll turn conspiracy fact?
Not in the slightest, Stu. The example that you gave from Washington, D.C. is the way that all major chains want to move forward in the future. This is why they want to obliterate mum and dad businesses, local supermarkets, local grocers, even going to the farm, because they want you to scan your chip to get in and buy food, and you'll be limited as to what you can buy. What's happening right now in Coles is the mainstream has actually said, in an act reminiscent of COVID restrictions, the supermarket giant is addressing a national shortage by reintroducing buying limits. This is happening specifically at Coles with frozen potatoes, but it's not only Coles. There are other major chains where you go to buy items online and you're told they're temporarily out of stock, or you've reached your limit of items on this purchase. Things like toilet paper, napkins, other items as well. It's not just groceries. So they are absolutely conditioning us to the future where they want you to go into a store, have a limit on what you can buy, and it'll be via your chip.
What is the big story here? I think the big story is we have been telegraphed to by the enemy exactly what they're going to do. But we just thought that it was unimaginable. We just thought that there was just absolutely no way that anybody could actually pull this off. And as we're reporting on it, we're being labeled fear porn artists and, you know, whatever else the labels are. But then all of a sudden, here it is, and it happens.
And, you know, the one thing I couldn't wrap my head around when I woke up was, how did I see so many people dying? Because it was happening right in front of us. And it turns out they were murdering them under our noses. A little while ago, I had a conversation with someone I used to work with. And I asked him the same question. I said, you know, I've learned a lot over the past few years, and I've come to realise what's really going on. But what I can't understand is how they were, like, you know, we literally see people dying. Help me understand that. And he turned around and said to me, they was putting them on the end of life medication. And I was just like, what? Like, I know they give end-of-life medication to people that are dying, but so you're telling me that anyone that had vid, they was just putting straight on end-of-life medication? And he said, yeah. And I feel sick just remembering those people's faces and the people that we looked after. And we thought, I mean, back then I was so asleep and I believed it. And it's just done me. It's done my head in. It's done my brain. And I don't even know. I can't. And this person I was talking to was a nurse. Obviously, the people that hand out the medication, because as you guys know that do care, we don't hand out the medication. The nurses do that in the home. It's done my head in. And seeing a video that also said it. Oh, please, I can't. And this is just horrendous.
And we're getting this off the chart reading of everyone. As you can see, the place is absolutely packed. And the only two people that ain't registering on here, I've been round and we've counted the people that are in and we've counted these MAC addresses coming. And these, this is very, very telling indeed. And it's sickening when you look at it. And the only two people who haven't succumbed to one of these MAC addresses are Debbie and moi. And with that short, we kid you not, you know, this is unbelievable. And this is to do with the jabs and nothing else. This is to do with the graphene oxide, what's inside the body becoming graphene hydroxide. And it's not a microchip, this is a digital chip, yeah, and this is permanent, yeah? Just take a look at all these. How do you do it, Debbie? How do you, oh, there they go. Every single person in this pub is accounted for on this reader, apart from two, yeah? Have a guess which two, I kid you not.
This is what happens when you begin to pray consistently. You begin to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit with confidence and clarity. You're more familiar with the way He speaks. You're more familiar with His likes and dislikes. You draw closer to Him as a friend, as a guide, as a comforter, as a teacher. You do this, and you don't have to go seeking encounters. You live an encounter. You don't have to go seeking atmospheres. You become an atmosphere. You become a carrier of the glory, a host of the Holy Spirit's presence. This is what happens when you pray faithfully.
Hello, brothers and sisters, this is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is Much Glory, and this word was posted January 18, 2023. My children, do not grieve the separations that come into your life now, for if you could see why they are happening, you could only thank me for them. I desire to protect you and all you love in this present time and the time to come. The time to come will be very difficult for all who are still in the earth. You who walk closely with me, who are devoted to me and my kingdom, will not be there, for you will be here with me. There are many in the earth who seek to do you harm, and this will increase exponentially in this next season. Pray against these who hate you, that they not succeed unless it is my will for you. Pray against the hatred rising against all my people. Do not cease to pray against these things, for your enemy seeks to destroy all who know me, with his hatred working through those who have never known me. This will be a terrible time, yet it will be a time when I get much glory through those willing to lay down all for my name's sake. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
Our last clip of the day is some eerie security footage that many claim has captured a real ghost on camera. Take a look. The clip, which was uploaded to Twitter by Citio Paranormal, appears to show a strange misty shape appear out of nowhere. It drifts for a few seconds, then disappears altogether. Whatever this thing is, it appears to trigger the security light, which turns on as the mist drifts by. This means that the shape hasn't been placed in digitally after the fact, as it seems to be triggering the motion sensor. So what could it be? Some commenters thought it might be vapor or steam coming from a vent or nearby drain, and perhaps it was dense enough to trigger the motion sensor on the security light. But others aren't so sure, believing this to be a genuine spook caught on camera. They note that it almost looks like it's wearing a cloak of some kind, bringing to mind the classic depiction of a ghost. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of other info to run on with this sighting, so for now, I'll throw this one out to you, the viewers, to make final judgment.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters. Stokely is a famous singer. He's using some kind of brush to darken one of his eyes utterly, doing the Eye of Horus. One eye symbolism. He's doing it again here with looks like a harmonica or something. Stokely is also the real name of Ski Mask the Slump God, the famous rapper. He's covering half his face and darkening one eye for one eye symbolism. He's got the sign of success on his hand, and he's throwing that cash around, flashing that cash, right? This is what life's all about, the meaning of life. He keeps the vow of silence about the biblical world, most likely about Freemasonry, and about how fame, fortune, and success really works in this biblical world. He's wearing a NASA jacket. There's the N and the A in the NASA. He's wearing a different NASA shirt. There's the ASA in NASA. Gotta love NASA. God bless you, everyone.
In the past, you've been abused, is that right?
Yeah.
So the Lord's healing your broken heart. We command sickness come out of your lungs. All sickness, that's the power of Jesus Christ healing you. You smoke, do you?
Yeah.
You ready? Jesus is your deliverer and healer.
I can breathe.
You can breathe now?
Yeah, I can feel clearer.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Blindness, come out of the right eye. Cover this one. Okay, how's that?
That's clearer. It really is clearer. Wow.
Jesus did surgery before they could get to you.
Amen. Take that. Thank you.
I just told us that the reason that I record is because I want to record a miracle, and she looked at me like I was crazy.
Gloria a Dios, ¿verdad? Se lo leemos, ¿verdad que se lo leemos? This is Cameron, Duncan's son. This is Ann, Duncan's wife. And we've just been talking about things spiritual, about healing. And we just found out Cameron has a very short leg. Ann, could you hold this camera for me? Cameron, put your leg. Ann, can you get it right down close to these heels? That's right, right there. A little bit more to your right, please, so you see the heels. Now, Ann, I want you to stretch forth your left hand and touch the toe. That's right. Can you do that? All right, Ann, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, and you relax. That's good. Say right leg.
Right leg.
Come out now.
Come out now.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
Amazing.
There it is, Ann.
It is.
It's perfect.
Unbelievable.
It's perfect.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
It's amazing.
Good job. So we just had a lovely dinner. Now this is the first time I've had a real French country home type dinner, cooked by a French woman. This is awesome. But Maddie just got home, yeah. And we decided we'd check her leg out because her brother's leg grew out. So she's got the same issue, right? So Mom's gonna film this, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Come down.
Me too.
You come on this.
It's true, you're always on the rocks.
Are you going to get over? Are you going to climb the wall?
Yeah.
All right. This is huge.
Mm, it's quite big.
Now, yeah, so get down here. Yeah. So, Dad, you got a picture now?
Sorry.
All right. So, now, Cameron.
Yeah.
Relax. Cameron, I want you to push in on the heels of the shoes to make sure they're touching her feet. They're not pulled off. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right, Cameron. Put your finger on top of the short one. Okay. There you go. Now you say right leg.
Right leg.
Okay. There it is. Say come out now.
Come out now.
Amazing! It's just grown.
There it is. Push it in. You push the shoe in.
Can you feel something?
That's unbelievable.
That's insane.
You saw it close up this time, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Now stand up. You'll probably feel a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Better, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel taller now? That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I know, but talk about it.
Thank you.